Hello, everybody. This is Julius Covington, and welcome to Chats with Julius. All right, guys, this is it. This is the first episode of Chats with Julius. I am your host for the evening or whatever time zone you guys are in. I am Julius Covington. And today, ladies and gentlemen, this is the pilot episode. Now, I am really excited for doing this type of podcast because this is a good feeling to have of me doing this podcast. And this is where I get to share my thoughts and opinion to you guys. And this is it. This is what I love to do. I love being talkative. I love talking. You know, this is my dream come true, is by doing this type of stuff, is, you know, being able to talk to you guys and telling you about my thoughts, my opinions, you know, give y'all some advices, you know, anything like that. Anything y'all want me to talk about, I will talk about it, you know. So, like I said, this is the first episode. This is a pilot episode. And basically what this pilot episode is, I get to, you know, share my story to you guys of, you know, pretty much what motivated me to do this. It's pretty much of a, a little bit about me, if that makes sense. It's a get-to-know-me / motivation story, if that makes sense to you guys. So this is it right here. This is my first official podcast. The reason why I say that this is official of a podcast is because I've done this before. And what I mean by I've done this podcast before is I was in high school. And pretty much when I've done this before, when I done this in high school, I was doing a class project and it was in English. And, you know, when I was doing this in English, I was really motivated of doing this. I was really excited about the project. What I'm trying to say is I did this for a class project, and this what really gets me, this is the most exciting part, is that the teacher told me that or told us that we get to, you know, create a project where we talk about, you know, what we had to do to give advice to the people, pretty much. And basically, it was advice of, you know, how to do stuff or how to conquer anything in life, you know. And this was the most exciting project because I couldn't wait to, you know, tell everybody or tell anyone how to do stuff. And so my title was to write a song. And I posted it on Anchor Podcast. And pretty much it's deleted right now, if I got 6 plays off of it. But the reason why it's deleted is because it was for a class project. And it wasn't really official. It wasn't an official episode. It was just a project, just like I said. And like I said, it got 6 plays off of it. And I'm pretty sure the 6 plays were from school, from around the school, pretty much. And so, you know, I had interviews, you know, of how to write a song and what motivated them to write a song and this and that. And it was from my music teacher because he's a choir director. He's a choir teacher. And he I asked him, has he wrote a song before? And he said, yes, but it's been a long time. And I asked him, what do you have to do to be motivated to write a song? And he said to, you know, stay focused and stuff like that. It's all in the podcast, but it's deleted as of right now. And so I was like thinking to myself, this was pretty interesting. And what made it interesting is that when it comes to me talking, it's like I'm talking to the people. When it comes to me talking on a microphone, it's like I'm talking to a person directly. And so after I'd done that class project, I was like, wow, maybe I'll do more of that one day. And then come junior year, I go to this center called HCTC. And for what HCTC stands for, Holstein Career Technology Center. And a little backstory, before I go into, you know, going to a class, back in junior high, I did a tour. But it's not just individually. I didn't go in there by myself. I actually went with a group of classmates in eighth grade. And pretty much, when I did a tour at HCTC, basically, obviously, we had to go through all the class. So we took a tour around the whole school. And so, basically, the classes that they have is they have agriculture, food and natural resources, architect, construction, arts, audio, video, education and training, health science, hospitality and tourism, human services, information technology, law and public service, manufacturing science technology, and transportation and distribution and logistics. And before I actually took a class at the facility, like I said, I actually took a tour in my eighth grade. And I didn't take a tour by myself, but I actually went with a whole group full of eighth grade students. And that was back when I was in junior high, which is middle school. And so they gave us instructions of what the class is all about. Basically, they was explaining to us what the class is all about. And they teach us what to do in those classes. And pretty much, it was all of them seemed pretty little interesting, if you ask me, you know. And so, the thing that caught my eye is that all of them have potential. And what I mean is they all have potential is they can help you in life. So what that means is they can, whatever class you are in, that's where you stick with it as you apply for it later on in life. Because that's your career. You decided to be a law enforcement or a salon person, like you doing hair for people, you're filing people's nails, you know what I mean, all that type of stuff. Or you want to be a chef, you want to be a cook, you know what I mean. Those are the careers that you have in life, you know. And when you're in a class, that represents your career, that's what you stick with. That's what you're interested in, you know what I mean. And so, what caught my eye is the audio and production class. And audio production class is really the most interesting to me. Because pretty much they explain to us you can video stuff, you can record stuff, you can video stuff physically, you can record your voice, you know, you could record a song, you know what I mean? All that type of stuff. And that was pretty cool, you know what I mean? it was a pretty cool experience. And so it was a pretty cool experience. And not only that, I was saying to myself, I said, you know what? Forget the other stuff that I really want to do. I really want to take this class, the audio production class. That's what really stuck out to me. That's what I really wanted to do. And that is the class that I would really enjoy. But the thing is, when they told me, they told us as a group that you had to take the classes your junior and your senior year. And I was like, wow, that's tough. That's tough. Like, I actually had to wait until I had to, you know, do a, I had to wait until, you know, I had to do a class. I had to do that class my junior and senior year. So I had to wait another 2 years for me to do that type of class or take any class in ACTC. And so basically, I had to wait 2 years, of course. And freshman year, when I hit high school, freshman year, I took a class that was at a high school. It was not at the center, but it was at the high school. It was an audio and production class. And so that's the class you have to take in order to be at the center. So I took that class. And there you only had to record videos and stuff like that. And so the thing with that stuck out with me is I really like that class. I really like audio and production class. And with me being in that class, I was also an athlete. I was a student athlete because I did wrestling. I did wrestling for 2 years. But the thing that focused on me was, you know, doing audio and video production. And so that can carry that into my adulthood, which I am an adult now. But back in high school, when I took that class, I could apply that into later on in life, if that makes sense. So I took another class, and it was a digital media class. And in that digital media class, I took a class where I edited stuff. So I did a class where I did the digital media class where I had to edit stuff. And then that was pretty cool because you can edit stuff of Photoshop or, you know, any of that type of stuff that involves with computer and stuff like that. So I took that class. And then finally, I hit junior year. Pretty much, well, I didn't take anything sophomore year to be in ACTC, but when I was a junior, sophomore year, I took regular classes, except for wrestling, because that's when I was a student athlete again. And so another thing class I took in junior year, I finally hit junior year, y'all. So junior year I hit, and I finally took the audio and video class. I finally took that class, and it was a dream come true because I loved taking that class. And I did another podcast. And another podcast I did is I talked about music again, But this time I did my research, and then I did a Houston rap artist, and his name was Paul Wall. So I did that, and I had a special guest on my show, and then he went to the same school as me. And not only that, this dude was really into music as well. And he was into Houston rap music like I was. Because I'm a fan of Dirty South rap music. For y'all didn't know, I'm into rap music. I love Dirty South rap music. I love West Coast music. I love any type of music that you can find for me. I will instantly love it. And so I did a podcast on that. And so when I did a podcast of it, it was pretty interesting because it's actually like I'm recording it. Well, I did record it, but it's not actually published out into the world. It's not published publicly, if that makes sense. So I did a podcast over there, and pretty much, you know, it's like I was doing an interview with them. And so when I actually did a podcast about that, you know, when I did that, it was interesting. And the reason why I keep saying interesting is because it literally was. It was a career. It was like my career that I can apply to later on in life. So I did that. And so when I did that, I was like, wow. After I did the episode, I was like, wow, this is really amazing. Like, how did I learn to talk like that? How did I do that? You know what I'm saying? What motivated me to do that? And when I did it more and more, and then when I did it more in my senior year, I'm just like, wow, this is really amazing. Like, and that's what motivated me. People, what motivated me to do this podcast is that during high school, I loved to talk a lot. And now I wouldn't talk in class. Like, I wasn't a class clown when I was in high school. I mean, I was a class clown in middle school and in elementary. But high school, I wasn't really a class clown. But when I started talking to people, I started being very talkative. Like, I couldn't stop talking. Like, I went from a story to a crazy story to a crazy story to another crazy story. Like, it was really interesting. And I'm just like, man, I love talking a lot. Like, this is really amazing. And so what I'm trying to say, people, is that, you know, I have dreams. I have goals in life. I have all these things built up for me. You know what I mean? I just plan them out in my head, or I plan it out on paper. You know, my goal is to get a lot of money. My goal is to have a career. My goal is to, you know, find something that's interested in me. You know what I mean? So the story I'm trying to make, people, is that, you know, never, never give up on your dreams. I don't care who it is. You know, don't let people tell you that you can't do nothing. You know what I mean? And this is that motivation talk. This is that motivation talk. You know what I mean? You gotta tell yourself, oh, I can do this. I can do this. I'm not gonna let nothing distract me. I'm gonna sacrifice this. I'm gonna sacrifice that. I'm gonna give it my best shot to do this. You know? So this is what I did. And this is my story of telling you that, you know, I was motivated of, you know, doing this type of stuff. And shout out to Saginaw High School for putting me in this predicament where I get to, you know, speak my mind. Because in podcasts, You can actually speak your mind. You can actually give your opinion and stuff like that. And so, another thing I want to tell y'all is, I told my uncle about this. And my uncle told me that, you know, he told me I was very talkative too. You know what I mean? He told me I was talkative. You know what I'm saying? He said that, you know, doing a podcast would suit you. And because at first, I wanted to be a musical artist. But I really never, you know, really, I really never, like, put myself in that predicament. I never put myself in a position to become that, because I would always procrastinate. Because being a musical artist, that takes a lot of work. And podcasts, don't get me wrong, doing a podcast too, that creates a lot of work as well. And the thing with that is that my uncle was a musical artist. He was a musical artist. And I told him when I was little, I wanted to be a musical artist just like you when I grow up. So then he said, you got to put into a lot of work. And then, you know, I started, you know, writing rhymes in my head. And then not only did that, but I did a rhyme on a piece of paper. But I actually never showed it to people because, you know, I don't know why I didn't show it to people, but I don't know. I guess I wasn't really interested in doing it or whatever it is. Like, I was kind of a little bit nervous or whatever the case may be, you know what I mean? But I was like a little nervous, and then I actually lost interest of doing it. I lost interest of doing a music type stuff. You know what I mean? I actually lost interest of doing it. And so when I keep hearing this podcast, that is what really stuck out to me. And I was like, okay, so music didn't work. So now talking will really suit me. I was like that to myself. And then I hear these other podcasters, such as Joe Rogan, and there are some YouTubers who do a podcast as well. There's some YouTubers who do a podcast as well. And so I'm just like, okay, so I was like, hold on. So YouTubers can be a podcast now. Because that's my other dream, is to be a YouTuber. And you can make money off of YouTube, and you can make money off of podcasting too. And so that is what really stuck out to me, is to be a podcaster. You know what I mean? And I love to talk. I love to give my opinions. I love to give my thoughts. I love to, you know, share stories. You know, anything like that, I could, you know, share it to you guys. And I plan on the podcast, on my show, I plan on to tell stories. Because that's something that I really need to do. I really want to share a story to you guys and let you know what I've been going through, in a good way and in a bad way. I really want to speak the truth, because there's some people out here who really fakes everything in life, in reality. Like, behind the screens is so much negativity. But when you're on the camera, or when you're on the microphone, it's all happy and energetic and stuff like that. But then later on in life, people, you know, people, people they say that, you know, that they're going through stuff, or they've been going through stuff with their partner, which means they've been going through a lot of stuff in relationships and stuff like that. And I plan on doing that for you guys. You know what I mean? I grew up in Texas. I grew up in a city called Fort Worth of Texas. I am currently 21 years old. I have two beautiful sisters, and they're younger. So I'm the oldest in the family. I'm like the only boy out of the sibling who is the oldest in the family. And both of my sisters are the two youngest. I also have a learning disability. I plan on sharing that with you guys later on down the road. But I have a learning disability. And not only that, but I have a cerebral palsy. Which means, you know, like I walk stiff sometimes, but I actually do stretch. I put myself in a predicament where I work out. And I started stretching, and I stay hydrated and drink a lot of water. So with that being said, I protect my health by stretching. Because cerebral palsy is a serious thing. You know what I mean? It's a serious condition. And I do walk, and I do work out, just like I said. So that's a serious condition that I have, and I have a learning disability as well. That's why when I was in high school, and that's why when I was in middle school and elementary, I was placed in resource classes. And that's where, in resource classes, I got put there to be, to get caught up. And the reason why I got put in that class was because that I had a hard time learning. Like, I couldn't really keep up. And I have a short-term memory loss, so I may not remember certain stuff. I couldn't really keep up. That's why they put me there. Now, as for me, I felt bad. I actually felt bad by myself. And the reason why I felt bad by myself is because, you know, I have a hard time talking. Like, I have hard times of getting the words out. So, forgive me if I couldn't get the words out. Forgive me if I couldn't really talk properly. It's either because I'm talking too fast or I get really excited when I start talking. And so please forgive me later down the road if that happens. So, I'm really am sorry. But, the reason why I said I felt bad about myself is because I never got accepted of who I was growing up. And I never got accepted by any other people. Like everybody keeps telling me, everybody's not your friend. Everybody's not your friend. Everybody's not going to rock with you. Not everybody's going to hang around you and stuff like that. Certain people may hang around you. Certain people may rock with you. It's cool that you have friends and stuff like that. But, and I'm sorry if I'm going off the topic. I know this is about me, or this is about my motivation story that got me doing this and stuff like that. But this actually what I want to do is to speak the truth to you guys. Or not the truth, but this is what I want to share to you guys of what I have going on with me. So, the thing with me is I get made fun of because me of having a disability and me having a cerebral palsy, that's like a lot of impact on me. That's why I barely have friends. I barely have being in relationships. I barely talk to people, you know. I do my best to try to fit in. When a true color comes out, that's when everybody comes at me, you know what I'm saying? And that's where that's where I started feeling better about myself. But you know, as the years gone by, I try my best not to worry about it, because that's where I see myself as, that, you know, I don't need to be feeling bad about myself. I don't see need to. I'm the same person as I am. I'm a normal person just like everybody else is. I don't care what anybody says about me. I'm going to do me. Okay? I'm going to do me. That's who I am. I'm Julius Covington, and I can put my mind to anything that I can do. And my motivation speech, this is like my motivation speech right now. You can put your mind to whatever you can do. If you can't stop thinking about what you can do, if you can't stop thinking about what you want to work at, go for it. Go for it. Don't let anybody tell you you can't do this, you can't do that. Go for it. Don't let anybody stop you. Don't let anybody distract you. And that's my motivation story. That is my motivation story. My motivation of doing this podcast is for me to keep going no matter what. And high school was a perfect example of me doing the podcast and keep talking and having guests on the show, and people could agree with me and stuff like that. That is my motivation story, and that is how I got here doing this. I don't care what kind of condition I have. I don't care what I have going on with me. I'm going to keep going no matter what. And that is my motivation story, and that is about me. That is the pilot episode right here. And I'm sorry if I got off topic when I was talking about, you know, how I got put down and stuff like that. I'm sorry if I did that, but I had to put it out there. I had to get somewhere for everybody to, you know, agree with me and stuff like that. I just want love and support. You know what I'm saying? That's all I wanted out of this. So let's talk about scheduling for the podcast. Pretty much, since this is my first ever doing this, as for scheduling, I really have a lot going on, which means I'll be busy during the day, which means I have a job, or if I be on my days off. Because on my days off, I really be productive. And when I do be at work, I just be busy. And then when I come home, I just be tired. But as for scheduling, I'll try to post episodes as much as I can. I'll try to post as much as I can. I just have a lot going on throughout my life, because let's be honest, guys, we all have a life. We all have stuff that we got going on and stuff like that. And you know, with dropping a podcast or dropping an episode of the podcast, like I said, I post as much as I can. I just be busy. I just have a lot going on at the moment. But I'll try to post as much as I can. So you guys bear with me. You know, I just have a lot going on. That's all I have going on in my lifetime, in my lifestyle. You know what I mean? It's just all I have going on at the moment. So I'm sorry, guys, if I don't post as much episodes. But I'll try to post as much for you guys. I just want love and support out of all y'all. That's all I want out of y'all. So with that being said, guys, that's it, y'all. That's it for the pilot episode. I hope you guys are taking good care of yourselves out there. I hope everybody is washing their hands because there's still COVID out there. COVID is not, it's not out the way. It's not like, it's not going away. It's still out there, y'all. So I hope everybody's staying safe, wearing their mask, washing their hands, you know, all that good stuff. But that's about it, guys. That's it for today's episode of Episode 1. And I'll see you guys on Episode 2. See you guys. Have a good night. Have a good one.